This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, good morning. It's 6:07 Tuesday morning. This part of the show is brought to you by your San Francisco Giants. Today, Whole Foods Market gift card at $100 worth at 7 o'clock in the morning. So if you're looking to maybe do a home-cooked meal for Valentine's or whatever you're doing for Valentine's, you can get it covered at Whole Foods Market. So 7 o'clock. Be listening for your chance to win. Hey, Giants fans. All tickets to single games, special events, and mini packs are on sale now at sfgiants.com. Celebrating 60 years of Giants baseball. It doesn't get more SF.
Cool.
Just quickly, a couple things about the Olympics. I'm sure you're, you know, going to be covering a lot of this in the news.
Probably not a lot, but go ahead.
Well, I'm trying to just keep it to the lighter, you know.
I feel like the Olympics are so diverse and there's so much going on that it's the little stories, like the super hot Russian curler. Have you seen her yet?
I have not.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
and Chloe Kim getting gold and half pipe, that's a wonderful story. Yeah. But to try and like update everybody on everything,
it's not going to happen. And right. A lot of times we see the results before they air in prime time. So it's actually really quick that you can spoil stuff. That's the hot. Oh, she's lovely, isn't
but
she?
That's not the best picture of her, but people are calling her a 21-year-old Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, she does have that look. That's funny. Yeah, she's very, very pretty. Pretty Ruski.
So that's not what you're going to talk about?
No.
Her name is Anastasia Brizgalova.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Very nice. There's a television station in Chicago. I guess that they had, on Friday night, they ran some kind of like a satire piece about the Olympics, and they had put, instead of Pyeongchang, they'd put PF Chang. Like they had done a funny piece. So somehow that graphic got mixed up, and so on Saturday during regular news reporting, they kept putting up the graphic for P.F. Chang's. Just adorable. It's fun.
Well, except that there are people who can actually generate... look, they even got the Olympic symbols all wrong,
right.
Too.
Oh, just all over it. It's just so funny.
Somehow
know, it's
people
so screwed
get
up.
Full-blown outrage over something like
yes,
that, which
they
is...
do. Well, that's who we are. I mean, we've got Twitter and thumbs, and we're outraged.
Okay.
Let's share it with the world. So there's that. The Chloe Kim thing. She was too young. She was actually the best in the world when she was 13 and too young to be in the Olympics. So this is her first appearance. And she, remember a couple years ago, and Shaun White did it again, by the way, when he had won it already. Like, no one even came close to his first run. And so he, without even doing his second run, he was winning.
Right.
And then he went again anyway for the hell of it. And he was, I guess, because he was so loose and relaxed, he got like a perfect score.
It's a victory lap.
Sure. And, you know, you assume that snowboarders actually enjoy, that seems fun.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go ahead and do it. So same thing for her. She had already crushed the competition by, I think, let's see, she had a 93.75. And I want to say the second place person was at like 89 or something. So she was already, let's see. I don't see the guy's first. Liu Jiayu from China was silver with 89.75. So she already had that everybody beat. And then she went for her second time and she crushed it, a 98.25.
Yeah, she's a neat story because she is of South Korean descent,
mm-hmm.
but she's American, so getting to go compete there is neat,
right?
For her,
it's really cool. Was it her parents immigrated here, and so she was born here, and
yeah,
she's an American. Shaun White kicked off his fourth Olympics in the men's half pipe qualifying round last night. He did basically the same thing. He qualified with a 93.25 and then blew everyone away with a 98.5. And then the finals are going to air in primetime tonight. I bet they're probably going on right now.
Oh, cool.
Or whatever. I don't know what time these things happen. I'm all screwed. Oh, no, it's like the middle of the night there right now, right?
I don't know. I'm screwed up with it, too.
It's tomorrow already. Or close to it.
No, it's still today. Yeah, it's 11 p.m.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's very late in today's
day. It's almost tomorrow.
It's almost tomorrow.
Yeah, it's almost midnight.
As we begin our day here.
Yeah.
And as of last night, Norway was still leading the overall gold medal count. Medal count with 9. U.S. has 6 medals. They're in 5th place, but we've got 3 golds. So we're doing just fine.
I caught the snow skiing gun toters yesterday.
Is this the biathlon?
I don't know.
Like,
yeah.
Some...
They like have a gun backpack and then they...
They're cross-countrying, but then are they skeet shooting as they...
No. They were shooting at targets, but they weren't...
They weren't being
floated.
Shot at.
Yeah, they weren't. They were just stationary targets.
Yeah, that's
caught
a weird...
Caught a little of that.
That's a weird event.
It's I'm sure it made a lot of sense in the olden days.
Yeah. That would be a good thing to be able to do.
Weird.
Right.
But, you know, there I was.
And it was on.
You're on. I'm here. Let's do this.
I'm going to go ahead and watch you.
I got 5.
Yeah. Donald Trump Jr.'s wife, Vanessa, got a letter in the mail. Were you planning on doing this one?
No. I know the story, but no, go ahead.
So I guess that any mail that would come to Donald Trump or Donald or any of his immediate family goes through a big screening process, but this was not sent to, it was sent to somebody else's home. And I actually think it might have been Vanessa's parents' house or something. Vanessa Trump Jr. She opened it up. It turned out to just be cornstarch. Don't worry, everybody's fine. But I think that because of the paranoia that she actually said she started to feel nauseous. I mean, probably just, oh my God, a letter full of white powder.
Freaked out.
She freaked out. She and I think a couple other people went to Manhattan Hospital as a precaution. The letter was addressed to Donald Jr., postmarked from Boston, but mailed to this other address that wouldn't have a screening on it. Donald Jr. tweeted, "Thankful that Vanessa and my children are safe and unharmed after the incredibly scary situation that occurred this morning. Truly disgusting that certain individuals choose to express their opposing views with such disturbing behavior." And Ivanka Trump said, "No one deserves to be frightened this way." And that is true, people. Please don't. I don't want that to come back. You remember when every package was suspect and people were looking for anthrax on everything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was bad, man.
Oh, it was horrible.
Not good.
So that's terrible news.
Imagine being a letter carrier.
Oh, yeah, right.
I know. And be in the processing of it.
Like for us, we're all, I'm not opening that mailbox. Forget it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They got to go out there and do that all day, right. Every day. Yeesh.
This is just, I don't know, gross human excess. We'll go here just because it's kind of fun. Celebrities like expensive things.
Is it Prada?
It's not.
Is it Gucci?
It's not. It's, let me see. It's Jean Royer.
I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't either. But, you know, it sounds fancy. Okay. Jean Royer. So Jennifer Aniston makes the news. And I guess when you're rich and famous and you have a fabulous house, Architectural Digest is like, let us in. Take some pictures.
This guy's furniture is not good.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Tell me.
It's so dumb. Pull up a couple. Type in Jean Royer and pull up the images.
R-O-Y-E-R-E.
I don't even know what this is. Here, I'm going to bring this in. Tell me what this is.
Okay, bring it in. Let's have a look at this Jean Royer stuff. Because the thing is, we're talking about a couch.
What's that?
Oh. And it's actually called a...
I like it.
How dumb is that? What is that? What is this?
How...
I will say that those are for a fireplace.
What do you mean?
Those look like the things you put in a fireplace and put the logs across.
Oh. So those aren't couches.
Are they called andirons?
Are those couches? Is this a couch?
I Well, I'm going to say no, it's not a couch. I don't know what that
so
is. That's
one
my
of his
guess.
Couches? Is that one of
oh,
his couches?
Look
give
up.
Her a point. It is an andiron.
Yeah! Woo!
How do you do it?
I just, that's what else could it be? Like, that's there's no other use
I'll
for those.
I'll sit on that couch. That's not bad. You is don't it, like that?
Can I see no. the couch?
I'll sit
couch.
On that.
Let me
that's
have a look
fine.
At that. Well, it's goofy looking. It looks like almost like a fancy chair you might see in like a therapist's office.
I like a good chair, though, don't you?
Sure, of course. Oh, my God, of course. Even if a chair looks stupid, if it's comfortable, that? You can look
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want that in my house, but I could see why someone who's all artsy-fartsy
oh.
would say,
oh,
let me
man.
Get that in there.
This is a nightstand. Take a look at these, right?
Yeah.
Name that price.
Oh, how much?
Really?
They look like TV trays with a weird base. I will say they are... $5,000 each.
They're $30,000 for that pair.
Sometimes people just put their name on crappy stuff and people go, oh, I got to get that. So look up polar bear couch.
Polar bear couch.
Which I'm hoping this isn't actual polar bear
skin. It
better
skin. Not be, Sarah.
It's
going to
bum
gonna,
me out.
Yeah, you're
going to
bum me out. And I'm already not a Rachel fan.
Oh. I'm a huge Rachel fan. So Jennifer Aniston, Rachel from Friends, Architectural Digest came to her house, and one of the pictures shows a Jean Royer polar bear sofa. Only 150 of them were made in 1947, so they're pretty rare, and they go...
It is a polar bear, then.
Please don't say it's really... I mean, how could you make 100... How many polar bears would have to die for
well,
150
couches? Well, in 1947,
couches?
they were doing stuff like that without thinking twice, right?
Maybe it just sort of looks polar bear. Oh. Oh, no, it just has, like, the shape of a polar bear. Thank God.
No, no, that doesn't even look like a polar bear. It looks like more like a banana slug.
It does have, like, a weird slugness to it.
That I know what a polar bear looks like. It doesn't look like that couch.
Well, they have, you know how they have, their head is low and their back is sort of humped over.
I mean,
it's a little bit
a
polar
stretch.
Bear-y. Yes, I agree. But thank God it's not made of actual polar bears. That's all I'm saying.
We don't know yet.
Phew.
The research department is looking into it.
I'm looking into it right now.
It's not made
it's
of
It's not
polar
made
of
already locked.
So how much do you, that stupid looking couch, it's sort of roundish. It looks like a half circle. The front is straight and then it's a rounded back and then a humped back. What do you think she paid for? Well, I don't know exactly what she paid for it, but I do have a price
well,
range.
Well, a couch from 47 has got to be diminished in value by a lot because
oh,
of the
thinking,
stuff that
yeah.
happens on a couch. You
diminished.
Know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
People sit on those things nude and their butt crack sweat and butt dust gets all over it.
I'm going to say a generous 4,000.
I'm going to say less. I'm going to say... I bet $2,300.
So you're saying that's what you would pay for a couch?
No,
like
from 1947. I wouldn't pay for a used couch from anybody.
Oh, new couch or nothing?
I just told you what people do on couches.
Well, thank you for explaining that to me. I've bought many a used couch in my life. I just bought one the other day for my kid.
It's
good enough for my kid.
Well, he's in college.
He deserves a used one.
I found a really cool polar bear couch.
How? What's cool about it?
Yeah, I'll bring it in.
Okay.
So this couch you're looking at, this brown one, is it's 1980s.
Oh,
and
it's
this
like a copy.
New one is from 2016. And the newer one is $10,000 less.
The newer one is
$10,000 less.
He's showing me a polar bear beanbag. Okay, so these, if you got one of the 150 original polar bear couches made by Jean Royer, two of them were sold at auction in 2016. One went for $358,000, and the other one sold for $754,000 for a freaking couch. Ellen and Kanye West apparently both have them as well.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Did you say $700,000?
$750,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's just what one sold for in 2016. You know, sometimes people get into a bidding war and they pay way.
You cover that in plastic or what?
I like to think if you got the money to spend on a couch like that, you let people sit on it. That you
not with drinks though. Not with
the drink. Oh, really? That's in the dry room. Ellen and Kanye West have them. I don't have it. Yep. He sits on his couch in those. So I don't know what she paid for them, but she has one, and they're expensive.
Yeah.
And how many did you say there were? 150.
Well, I don't know how many are left.
So this guy's dead.
Oh, I have no idea. I've never heard of
him
before.
Well, he was designing at 47.
Right.
He died in 1981.
Okay.
He was born in 1902.
Oh, so he'd be 115.
And it sounds like he peaked in 47.
With the polar bear koosh. Cher has a big estate in Malibu, surprise. And it's actually, I'm going to show it to you. It looks like it's sort of like perched on a knoll-ish. It looks like the PCH goes right by it. And there's big open spaces on either side. Like, I don't know if she owns all that and wants everyone out. But mm-hmm. she's got, I guess she pretty famously has safe rooms in her house. Panic rooms.
Oh.
There was somebody tripped the panic alarm on Sunday. And a bunch of deputies went to the house. Big response. Five LA County Sheriff Patrol cars roared up to Cher's Malibu compound. After receiving the alarm notice, she is super security conscious, has had safe rooms in her houses for a long time. Her house, they say, sits alone on top of a hill. It's a visible landmark in the area. Someone hit the alarm accidentally. So after the deputies patrolled, they gave the all clear. I don't even know if Cher was there at the time, but someone was.
Is this house finished?
Yes. Isn't that bizarre, Vinny? Like, it almost looks like a construction site in the front, but I think that that's where it's almost like a driveway slash formal garden, and then her house is right on the edge.
Right, but this back part.
I think that's the hill. It must overlook the ocean, and then do you see, like, there's a surface road that goes down kind of past it? I wonder if that goes down to the beach or something. I know, it's hard to, it does look like a construction site. It's very odd.
I totally thought it was under construction.
Yeah, but anyway, that's...
Malibu is pretty beautiful.
Yep. Yeah. And speaking of Malibu, Miley Cyrus has an obsessed fan who traveled cross-country without invitation, surprise, to see her in person, left some bizarre Facebook posts that forced the cops to take him into custody. The guy's from the Milwaukee area, and a couple weeks ago he wrote a few posts referencing taking a trip to see her. Here are the posts. These are just a couple of the posts of concern. Okay, I've been resisting this for years. The last umpteen million presidents chose me to be the one world leader. I've finally given in and I feel a lot better. Things are about to move fast starting tomorrow when we finally get together, Miley. I love you and I'll see you soon. The whole world is now ours. I got your address like you insisted. I know which way to enter and thank you for getting rid of Liam. I don't want your money, obviously. For those of you who are not Freemasons, you'll never understand. This is how we fall in love. I visit many of you in spirit. Many of my longtime friends don't need medication. I wish more of you had an open mind. All things will be self-evident, and to create a new world, I have the most horrific act I must complete. It will be on the news, and it is sad, so I pick the job I'm most talented at, and politics come so easy. I easily get bored. Hold your loved ones tight, because this world is not for long. I am the darkness and the light. And then another one that says, I love you, Miley. Looks like he's on a 5150 hold.
Good.
And the whole thing is just disturbing. No word on how involved Miley is in all of this other than, hi, this is Miley Cyrus, and there's a crazy coming to get me. So can you guys intercept him?
Such a bummer. If that person gets on their medicine, too, they'll be like, that wasn't me. I'm normal.
Yeah,
I'm
oopsie.
Good. And then they get off again, and that's what the result ends up being.
Some weird guy showed up at William Shatner's house, tried to get a peek inside the other day by climbing up a tree in his yard. A neighbor said, what are you doing? And he said, I work with children. Then he started singing and ran away. This is the same guy who was spotted on Shatner's property a few weeks ago, and the cops are still looking for him. Surveillance cameras at Joe Jonas's house, this is just sort of a roundup, in the San Fernando Valley. This is Joe Jonas's. Got footage of a prowler last Thursday night. The guy was messing with the cameras, and then the burglar alarm was set off, and he took off. Thanks to the alarm, nothing was stolen or damaged. But there is that. Okay, there's your early trash. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
A TV station came up with an incredible promotion.
Oh.
Which I think you'll find interesting, and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, happy Tuesday at 6.
Hello.
Oh. Get Her Done Tuesday. Doesn't have a fancy name. It's not like Hump Day or Almost Friday Day or Actual Friday or even Monday, the best day of the week. This part of the show is brought to you by Lucky. You can watch this show. You can see us in here. I was just eating one of those Samoas. You can watch me eat a Samoa.
The Girl Scout cookies, yeah.
God, those things are like crack. So good.
Don't say that.
By that, you mean?
They're so good that you're, crack is whack.
They're addictive, though. It's like, I said to myself, I saw the box earlier. I'm like, you're not going there, Sarah. You're not going there. And then I'm sitting in your office, and they're there. They're like almost, there's almost like a spotlight on them and like a little bit of music coming out of the box.
Eat me.
Right.
I had the intern open up the box.
Why would you do that?
Because I know if I kept it closed.
That then it wouldn't get opened and I could leave.
So
I could escape here unscathed.
Uh-huh.
So you just want, you just.
Well, I just grabbed on myself.
Because
so.
They're like crack. Come on. Admit it. Samoas, they're the best. Anyway, you can watch the show. We have cameras everywhere, and the show is live all morning, and you get a little glimpse into the studios, the couple studios we have set up here, and Vaughn runs the camera. You can even, there's like a comment section. We call you the lookers.
Mm-hmm.
Meet your little community there. Go to RadioAlice.com/watch. Right now at your local Lucky stores, Angus beef T-bone steaks are $4.99 a pound in the max pack. You'll also find tender green asparagus for just $1.98 a pound, only at your local Lucky stores.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. This Valentine's Day, go to the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. It's way less awkward than a hot air balloon first date. Visit...
Come on, Nicole.
SFGCJM.com. Nice. That's SFGCJM.com.
That is less awkward.
Did you actually...
I'm here.
He's all pissy.
That you they're talking about?
No, it's probably Bryn, Yuzette, or Sarah.
I think it might
I've
be
never
human.
I've never been on a hot air balloon.
No, that's one of my life goals.
Is it?
It's one of my
did you fun. Actually go up in a balloon on a first date?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I think it might be talking about you.
Got it, B?
How'd that go?
Not great.
Did you make out up there? Or?
No, it's just awkward. Entire date. All the way around. It started off weird, kept getting weirder, and then it just kind of ended with her slamming my door and walking out.
Did you ever see or talk to her again?
I know what she's up to. She kind of became one of those full-size models.
Oh, plus-size?
Yeah, she's kind of she became a bigger girl.
I'm not sure what you mean.
I mean, she...
Yeah, what do you mean?
She ate a lot of Haagen-Dazs after you broke up with her?
So. Probably. I don't know. She just... She changed her lifestyle and who she is and what she does. And so I haven't talked to her since that... day, but I see what she's up to.
Are you saying she's happy now?
Right.
Yes, that is exactly okay. What I'm saying.
The pressure's off. All right, whatever. I don't know. Anyway, sfgcjm.com, everyone, for Valentine's.
All right.
All right, is right. Here's what's happening. You were talking about the Girl Scout cookies. It is Girl Scout season.
Mm. It's a dangerous season for those of us who don't want to eat 1,000 cookies a day.
I was surprised they didn't take credit cards. I saw my neighbor, what's up, Rebecca, and her kid out in front of the store the other day as I was making a last-minute run before the little gathering we threw. And they're like, hey! Hey, there
we know you
are. Hey. And I'm like, all right, let's do this. I got a credit card. Oh, it's cash or check. Oh, because I'm carrying either one of those. Come on.
That's surprising. My local troop will take it. They run it through the mom's phone and no problem.
Yeah. All right,
guys.
One
of those little squares or whatever those things are called.
Squares. I'll come back. And then never thought about it again.
Right.
So I'm going to have to go knock on their door later or something.
Come
but.
And knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
People love the Girl Scout cookies or loved it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on. Thin Mints.
Only Samoas. 1 out of 10 people hate all the cookies. Like it, they don't
one,
want any.
1 in 10 hates every one of them.
Right.
There's, they don't have. That's why they have so many varieties, so that you can have a choice.
Yeah.
Those are just haters.
The number one cookie among almost every age group and demographic is
the Thin Mint.
It is.
Yeah, that's the it's a crowd pleaser.
Samoas are Caramel Delights. It looks like comes in second.
That's what are Caramel Delights? That's the same thing as a Samoa?
I think it's the same thing.
Is it?
Tagalongs or peanut butter patties come in third. Trefoils?
Trefoils. Are those the ones that are like the little shortbread cookies?
I don't know. Shortbread cookies, yes. Do-si-dos or peanut butter sandwich cookies come in last on the list there.
I ignore all of the other cookies. I only care about... You could have... boxes of those. Listen, I guess if I got hungry, I would eat them. But the...
Oh, really? I'm so surprised to hear that.
The Samoas, though, irresistible. And the Thin Mints, also delicious.
I swear to you, if I lived with you, I would put stuff around just to watch you.
Why would you? Why would you have to do that?
It would be so funny to watch you not...
You're not my friend.
You do
what
that
a horrible
here
thing to
all
do.
All the time.
But... If it's out of sight, I wouldn't even think of it. When you bring up food, you'd be a torture to live with.
Yeah,
you'd be
just
putting like
put some
candy
cookies
bars
on the counter and then watch.
Set up a thing and just see how long it took me. I'd be on to you pretty fast.
From the laundry room, I hear the...
Is that a cookie I smell? Vinny, did you leave cookies out again?
Ah, boy, you are classic. How many have you had today so far?
3.
Uh-huh.
Damn.
God.
Going for it.
Hungry.
Changing your lifestyle, I guess, huh?
You are. Yes, I'm going to go. I'm going to try and be a plus size model.
I'm the one that brought those in, by the way.
You're amazing, Hooman.
Thank you, Hooman. That is amazing. Wow.
So blame it on Hooman.
Blame it on the.
I'm blaming it on myself. I mean, you know, I should be able to.
Resist.
Yes, I'm 51 years old. You'd think by now I'd like have it under control.
You don't eat breakfast in the morning, though, so I can understand. You're very hungry.
I'm not hungry. I'm not hungry till I get home or until Vinny mentions pizza.
Pizza.
If you don't... Listen to this story. This is pretty good.
Okay.
If you don't pay a medical bill and it's been in collections a while, they sometimes sell that debt to another company at a deep discount, and that company then can pursue you. Mm-hmm. That's sort of their deal.
Right. Yeah.
They pursue the debt. They hassle you for the money, and meanwhile, the interest keeps piling up. A reporter in Seattle named Jesse Jones recently learned more about it while he was doing a story on people struggling with medical debt, and he wanted to do something to help them. So last week, he revealed that he got the station to spend $12,000 to buy up $1 million worth of medical debt.
$1 million?
That was owed by people in Washington, in their audience.
So they figured that, I mean, the person who was owed the money said... I'm selling all these debts. I find them to be uncollectible. If you give me $12,000, you can try and collect on them.
Right. So they bought all that debt for $12,000 and then forgave it all. So 1,000 people in their viewing audience is going to get letters this month telling them their debt has been waived.
Wow.
You don't owe any money anymore.
Wow.
Thanks from Channel 4 or whatever.
Well, that's
I don't
one
know.
Way to get some loyal viewers.
Right?
Yes.
The station went through a charity that specializes in this kind of thing. Their website is restinpeacemedicaldebt.org. So I thought that was pretty darn neat.
That is cool.
If you've ever had debt hanging over your head that you feel like you'll never...
When you start getting those... remember in the old days when you had a landline and you'd be like afraid to answer it, and every day there'd be collection stuff in your mailbox? You're just like, oh. It feels so... That's why... One of the things I appreciate most is writing a check, paying a bill, like being, you know, it's such a good feeling to be like, okay, it's done, it's covered. And because that's a knot of worry, like.
It's a whole thing in my life too. Absolutely. Mm. I had days where for sure I would float checks and be like, please don't cash out.
You had to choose which of your bills that you were going to be able to pay and, you know, try to figure out, you know, put stuff on credit cards. Oh, God. It's hard.
Yeah. That leads me to my next story. The couple whose dream boat sank.
Oh, I love these people. They're adorable.
24-year-old Nikki Walsh and her 26-year-old boyfriend Tanner Broadwell sold all their stuff and bought a boat to sail around the world. Mm. And last week, they sank the thing 2 days after
they got it.
Getting into their trip. Total.
Is it her?
Total.
No insurance.
No insurance. Their
no
story
backup
went
plan.
Viral and they set up a GoFundMe.
Okay.
Now, unless people want these people dead, who's going to give them any money?
So their plan is we need enough money to buy another boat.
Right.
And what is their goal?
They've raised $14,000. And apparently their last boat only cost $5,000. And then they spent another $5,000 on it to get it
seaworthy.
Right. So they've already got enough money to get another boat now from the GoFundMe, which I have to believe people want to see them drown.
Yes.
That's the reason
you, know
you would give money to
Here
this.
Here you go. Off you go, never to be heard from again.
So they're definitely going to get another boat.
They got $14,000 from GoFundMe, yes. Their goal is to do, they have this dream, even though they can't sail.
Guy named Tanner should be able to sail. I mean, that seems like it comes with a name.
They're still trying to figure out how to get their first boat out of the water because they are being charged to have that thing towed back land. That's on them.
Well, these people sound like the type who buy another boat and just sail away and leave that boat.
I agree.
In the bay or wherever it is.
If they can get away, which is the problem.
Right, they're not good at sailing, so next time they call for just, yeah, we'll come and get you as soon as you get this boat out of here. Huh.
I know it's been a while since you've gone to the gym.
Yeah.
How long?
Well, I mean, does just visiting and getting a smoothie at the smoothie bar count?
Because I say it counts.
Yeah, I was just there the other day.
Do you have to change your workout, gear in order to get a smoothie, or do you stay?
No, I wear my
clothes?
Sneakers,
oh,
and
okay.
You know, I put my lace up sneakers on.
This question's actually about the people who use the gym.
All right.
The question asked is, how do you feel about getting naked in the gym locker room?
Oh, I hate it.
Even though others are doing it, does it feel weird to you?
It is weird. I just don't love it. I don't love change. A lot of times I'll just take my stuff into, you know, where there's a shower curtain and I'll go in there and get changed. Depends on how many people. If it's just me and I can do it really quickly, I don't like it.
I don't mind doing it, but it does startle me when I walk around the corner and I see a naked lady.
Yeah.
It's like, oh
goodness. Help me look anywhere. And then they're like,
just,
hi.
I mean, yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay, I'm going to look at the ceiling. Well,
I don't want to. I do want to look at them to see what's going on.
Yeah,
but,
of course. But you don't want to be rude.
You just kind of look away like, oh, hey.
Right. Mm. Well, and I think that's why I don't want to get naked in front of people in the locker room, because I know that secretly I do want to check them out. And so I know that when I'm not looking at them, they're looking at me, and I don't need them seeing my cottage cheese thighs. I just don't need that. So I wear pants. You know?
A third of people say they feel totally comfortable walking around naked in the locker room. A third.
That's, you know what? I wish I did, but that's...
Men are twice as likely as women to say they're cool with being nude in the gym.
Yeah. John says there's guys in the locker room where he goes, and they're lounging. They're like...
They walk around, yeah.
Just one leg up on a bench, talking to their friend Bill, you know. Scratching their junk, whatever's going on.
Blow drying their balls.
Sure, yeah. Right.
That's true, by the way, the blow drying the balls.
Oh, why? Wow. You've seen that?
It is
oh,
true.
Oh, my God.
Did you do that?
No.
Do you ever do that?
Are you kidding me? I hide in the corner, I change really fast, and I run do my workout.
Oh.
You don't want anyone to see you naked? Is that your deal?
I just don't want to converse with anybody who's naked or...
While you're naked.
Yeah, or while I'm dressed.
Well, and what if you get, you know, an inconvenient... arousal at that moment, that would stink, you know.
Really?
Well, wouldn't that be? Wouldn't you just be like, oh no,
this is. I'm this getting is a
that thought
in
has
the
never
gym.
Crossed my mind.
Yeah. Well, now
I don't understand the drying. How is that happening?
They put the hair dryer down at their balls.
They do
one leg up on the counter.
And what? Then,
yeah. Oh, that's nice.
They get their taint in the gym. The whole nine yards.
Well, it dries it off. It's nice, and then they can powder it.
I don't see this. I don't know what they're talking
while they're having full-on conversations
yeah,
with
while
people,
they're talking
too.
To you.
The dryer doesn't work.
Dry my taint.
That is so weird.
Well, having a dry taint is underrated.
Well,
you know, you want that.
You do, but don't you use a towel for that?
you know, the towel could be damp. You need to spread it out, let the air get at it, you know, little air circulation.
I don't blow dry my nudity, and I don't I don't see a lot of what they're talking about. I do. There are guys who are walking around nude, clearly. I don't know if it's comfortable or they're just trying to fake their comfort.
Are they showing off too? Like they usually the ones with the big ones?
I don't know about that.
You don't check them out secretly when they're not.
You know what's funny is Yuzette was saying, well, I really do want to check them out, but I don't want that. I don't want to check out any guys. I don't need to see peen.
You don't like to do like a compare and contrast, like, you know, what real ones and the real ones. Not like, you know, they're not porn star wieners. So they're, you know, you could like rank yourself against these sort of other regular dudes.
None.
But they're not in the state where you could compare anyway.
No, just like a softie, like, you know.
No.
Just like, oh, look at that. Oh, that looks kind of like, oh,
none.
That's, you know,
zero.
Oh, freckles. Oh, nope. Look at that one.
I feel like they're going to, actually the other day I had my top off and I feel like this lady was looking at me and I thought.
Where was this at?
Cavallo Point.
Were you doing at Cavallo Point with your top
off?
Yeah,
I had.
Yeah,
this is one of these million stories.
Where's, you're hey, hit the music.
Okay, hold on.
Jesus. So she's at Cavallo Point.
Topless.
What's that?
What happened?
I was getting a facial.
With your top off. That is awesome. That yeah. is a genius facialist.
Yeah.
I'm going to need your top off for this. No, the bra too.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I think they wanted my bottoms off too, but
I didn't take that. No, they didn't.
Yeah. It was a naked facial? Didn't they know that your face is up here?
So they give you a rope to put on, and I was in the ladies' locker room area, and this one lady was looking at me, and all I could think was, is she thinking how big my chichis are? What is she thinking right now? It was just...
Wait, so you had a robe on, not...
Well, I was changing.
Oh, so you're naked, and right before you put the robe on,
yeah.
They were out in their full glory.
Yeah. And as she was looking at me, I was wondering if that's what she was thinking.
Well, yeah.
Did the facial just stay on your face, or did it go down?
It went on my neck.
Was it like
my
a necklace?
Chest,
like kind of like a
shoulder.
Upper
my
areola.
Shoulders.
Oh.
It stopped right about here.
Top of the areola.
Right above my nipple.
That was more. Oh,
the
that's how far
that
down
low?
They. Boy, that's quite a.
Awesome. It was so good.
Huh.
Yikes.
Mm hmm.
That's a full facial, everybody.
That is yeah. that is a full facial.
I would do some text, but I'm out of time.
All right.
Way better than text. That was at Cavallo Point?
Mm-hmm.
What were you doing over there?
Do you want to put the sexy music back on?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Hooman and I had a date.
Oh.
What?
We wanted to hang out like the good old days. We haven't hung out in a while, and it was crazy when Bryn was gone. So I said, hey, let's go hang out. And we went out to lunch. And
we went. I had a facial, and he had... Actually, we were talking in the little waiting room area, and me and Hooman are talking, and they came and told us to...
Shh. Quiet.
We're like,
oh.
Okay.
I don't get the part where it was crazy when Bryn was gone, because I was here when you guys went to Cavallo Point.
Oh, no.
Because,
you know, I was
Jeff
doing
Hooman was working his little butt off.
I was working my butt off, and
oh,
so now you're back, so we have time to relax.
And so
Hooman,
now they can go to a spa day.
Yeah, we had a spa day, so I did a facial, and Hooman had a massage.
Oh, he loves massages.
And then we had tea, and we split oranges together.
Oh.
And we had lunch
sat
together.
Sat by the fire.
Oh.
Holding hands.
Yes, everything entwined.
Talk crap and, about everyone.
What'd you say about us?
How awesome you guys are.
Oh, really?
And then we went ahead.
That.
Wow.
Okay, that just turned into a fiction.
Hooman and Yuzette date, everyone.
That's nice.
Thank you.
You know, I live right up there. You couldn't call. Well, I suppose
you
I don't
want to do that stuff.
I would love to hang out for lunch.
We sort of asked you. We're like, hey, do you want to maybe come get a facial massage? You went, no, thanks. And you walked out. We're like, all right.
I don't want a facial massage, but I didn't know about the lunch part.
That was kind of spur of the moment
thing.
That's
bonus if you do the first part.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
You don't get to pick or choose.
Yeah, for the fun stuff, Sarah.
Yeah.
Got to go to the lame stuff.
I have to go to the lame stuff.
Yeah, I got to go to the lame stuff. I came for my sex. Dinner.
Oh, I was thinking foreplay. What?
We're going to. I have I have a couple kind of weird things out of the Winter Olympics coming up. And then something about 44 pounds of cocaine.
Oh.
It's a lot. And more after these. You're unlimited.
One of the things T-Mobile has going on right now is you can get a free Samsung Galaxy S8 after rebate when you buy one of the latest Samsung Galaxy phones. You can check that online. Those are highly rated phones. Excellent. Great for watching Netflix.
Right.
And that's one of the other perks they're offering. If you switch your whole family over to T-Mobile, they'll throw in Netflix for you guys. So you'll be watching Netflix on your Samsung Galaxy S8 phone, styling and not worrying about data.
And then you don't have to worry about picking one show for the whole family. Everybody can sit together, but each be watching their own show. It's like together apart time. It's fantastic. So get completely unlimited. They make it really easy to switch. You can head into a location. They're hot pink, or find them online at T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.